Is Marin still going strong?
I wonder. I guess, right? He's like an actor now.
He was in The Irishman.
No, he wasn't. Was he?
No. You can tell people. Nobody watched the whole movie.
I did.
I watched it twice.
I put it on again last night.
Awesome. Mm.
And then I got into a domestic dispute that I had to resolve. If you know what I mean.
I got you, dude.
I got you.
You watched The Irishman, you were going to be respected like the men in that movie were going to be respected.
No, it's nice to say earnestly, as being an old enough man now to say earnestly, you're ruining The Irishman.
I saw two friends of the show got into a fight on Twitter about that movie.
Who?
Our friends Ryan Shutt and Mike Racine.
I wouldn't say it was a fight.
That wasn't a fight.
Well, it was two people making jokes at him.
They were making jokes at each other. You know?
Yeah.
I just didn't like seeing people not getting along, you know?
Well, you know.
Our buddies.
Yeah, that's true. Loved it, dude.
It was awesome.
I loved it.
It was great.
Pesci rocked cock, dude.
With, like, what a speed bump it is to try that. First of all, the age technology.
Brutal. It was brutal.
One of the dumbest ideas.
Brutal.
One of,
well,
like,
the worst part isn't even the face. It's the scene where he takes
bodies.
His daughter to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And then as, like, supposed to be a 30-year-old man, beats up a grocer.
Everybody clipped that one, and it
90.
Looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
But then all of the scenes where he's like, you take the guns and you dump them in the Schuylkill River, and then he throws things, like, he just sort of, like, rotates.
Like, he can't lift his arms.
Right, yeah.
He looks like, dude, John McCain.
He has the same mobility as, like, one of those, like, sunglasses carousels at fucking CVS. He just sort of, like, rotates and shuffles
when
around.
When he's in the fucking war and the guys he's killing are 70 years younger than him.
Right. And he's like, you know, he can't even hold the, he can't even lift the rifle up all the way.
Yeah. I watched it with my dad.
But
over...
what makes it great and, like, kind of a standout as far as, like, you know, all of, like, Scorsese's, like, big crime movies or whatever, the theme is, like, you know... Yeah, live fast, die young. All these guys that, like, just
badass.
Sort of pursue exactly what's in front of them, and then they're fucking whores and doing all this cocaine.
Which is pretty cool.
And then eventually they spin out. This is a movie about a guy, real-life guy, who, like, rises up the ranks of the mob and then still just, like, goes home and doesn't fuck his wife.
Yeah.
He just doesn't do anything. It's not like he's making money throughout.
Right.
He's like, I guess I'll murder people for the mafia.
He's just in it the same way you blink, and it's, like, the same way you can just work at fucking... you know, FedEx and become
there is no difference in his life between the beginning where he's driving the trucks and at the end where he's murdering his own friends.
Right. Mm-hmm. His best friend.
Yeah.
Like,
and the thing is too, is that, like, you know, a lot of the movies are like, they show throughout the movie, they stop and they say, oh, this guy murdered and whatever.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
But you see these guys that, like, that, like, but they always do that, and they're showing you at the pinnacle of their, like, crime life. You know, it's not like they're in the middle of a dispute and it's like their lives are all cut short. Whereas, you know, sometimes crime doesn't pay, live fast, die young. Or sometimes, like, it does. You don't do anything with the money, and then you end up old and alone.
Yeah,
dying of, like,
no one loves you.
Cancer in a nursing home. The only people that come to visit you are the FBI.
That scene is so funny.
Yeah.
When he's asked who killed his lawyer.
Yeah, and the nurse who's like, he's like, who's that? And he's like, you know who Jimmy Hoffa is? And she's like, no.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, goodbye.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
God damn, it was fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just I watched it with my dad, and then at the second the credits rolled, he turned to me and he's like, and you know who turned him into a killer? The United States military. And I was like, that's your takeaway from this movie? That's your takeaway?
Yeah, in the only, like, justified war we've ever had.
I mean, should we not have fought the Nazis?
Yeah. Literally, you're
Jewish.
A Holocaust.
We're Jewish.
Okay. Yeah.
People in our family died in the Holocaust.
That's awesome, dude.
Mm. Yeah.
Your dad just fucking getting the djembe out and smoking the fucking chillum.
Yeah, I want to show it to my dad just to see what dumb Irish bullshit he says at the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
How he makes it about himself.
I do love that it's The Irishman. It's like, oh, yeah,
it's
De Niro and Pacino
wops,
are going to be speaking Italian during it.
It's a movie about wops. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, dude. It's like a lot of it doesn't fit, and they kind of like even the fucking age stuff, but it's like those guys are so good. Then it doesn't fucking matter.
I mean, Pacino's bad, but it doesn't
matter. No, Pacino's hilarious, dude.
He's super funny.
He's crushing
it. Super funny.
Yeah.
But he's over the top.
Pesci is, like, incredible in
Pesci
actual
is the
acting.
Best,
it's unbelievable.
Best supporting actor.
He's wild.
Incredible.
It was annoying that they put Action Bronson in it.
Yeah, that was a little bit annoying.
There was a little bit of stunt casting here.
In my head, how I like what I like to think is that's Scorsese picking out his own like gaudy casket, you know,
and the green one.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, we see the character and he has to pick out his own casket because no one's going to do it for him. And it's like, what if I'll make this the shittiest part of the movie and put Action Bronson in it, so people remember this when I die in 2 years.
No, he's gonna live forever, dude. Don't say that about
all those guys are gonna die in a week.
Don't say that, dude.
That's what makes it fun to watch.
That would be fucking brutal. Scorsese's a fuck. I fucking love that dude.
He stayed young by doing all that yips, you know.
Sebastian Maniscalco was good though. I liked him in it.
Oh, he's
the blonde.
The blonde.
That's what they call him, but
he's got Gallo.
Yeah,
Joey Gallo.
Joey Gallo.
Yeah, Joey the blonde. Yeah,
yeah. That is
the fuck out of here.
I didn't even realize that was him.
Holy shit! Yeah, that is fucking.
He was so good.
Yeah, he was good in that.
Wow, holy shit!
I mean, he was the casting was perfect. Like, an over the top. Like, it's just basically
like. Did you see him host the MTV Awards?
I did. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
It was the weirdest booking I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, he's like
this man who's a hero to Italians everywhere.
If you got to put, because they did it in New Jersey. They did it in Newark because it was probably cheaper to get like the Prudential Center in Newark. And then he's like doing his act in front of like 9-year-olds.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you got any problems with anything you hear on this stage, there's an emotional support animal in the back. We got your safe space in the back. You know, and everyone's like, what? Like,
yeah.
I want to see Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Well, my thing. Oh,
I
want to
host
Irishman?
The Indian Choice Awards.
Okay. You okay. Know. Take that for a little walk, Nick. We'll ISO. We'll clear out for you on this one. Yeah.
We'll sit back.
The award for sweetest baby girl mama goes to Jennifer Lopez. and then the screen behind, it's just us trying to DM Jennifer Lopez an email. It's just on the monitor. Here she is, Miss T99.
I have money. Please show me vagina.
Please show me. Show me pussy.
I send you $40.
Show me your pussy and vagina.
Show me pussy and vagina lips.
It's so beautiful.
Please let me see pussy and vagina.
Ooh.
Yeah. Something like that.
A couple more Irishman thoughts. I fuck with Herc, but the whole time I was watching that, I was just like, damn, if Gandolfini was alive, how perfect he would be to be the fat guy in this movie.
Yeah.
How he would just crush it. That made me sad, dude.
You know who's good is that Stephen Graham guy who's on Boardwalk Empire? He's that English actor that plays...
Oh, Tony Pro.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was incredible.
Yeah.
That scene was so fucking funny when Pacino and Tony... The meeting.
That, yeah.
It was the funniest thing.
I mean, that's like... It's like this... That scene is like... These guys are masters. Fucking like... Yeah. Like Scorsese is a master filmmaker. This scene is fucking awesome.
Incredible,
they're arguing about
10
versus 10.
It's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah. And it's like one of the best...
It's like one of the best scenes in any Scorsese movie.
So absolutely. Funny. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then he can still...
The bodyguards are incredible. The way De Niro responds when he calls him a wop cocksucker.
It's like, find a single scene in any movie directed by a woman that comes anywhere.
No, close, no.
Anywhere close to that. You can't do it.
Damn, I want to watch that right now. I forgot, me finding out that guy being British fucking shocked me, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he plays a lot of, like, you know, he played Al Capone in Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah.
I only watched, like, the first season of that shit.
Yeah.
Because he's got a big pumpkin head.
Mm-hmm. And a big nose.
Yeah.
Tony Pro is a great name.
Yeah. Like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's based off of.
Yeah, that's the character's full name is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. You know, my problem is with you fucking skateboarding assholes. You people. You fucking wop skateboard assholes.
Just the idea that Italians are pretending something racist hurt their feelings is in of itself.
That was a racial
thing.
Comment. And you hurt my feelings with your racial comment.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
I hope Scorsese's not done. I hope he's got another. I want to keep watching mob movies till I die.